My name's Will DeFreeze, and this is the Sunday Scaries Podcast, your cure for the Sunday blues. This week's episode is supported by Helix Mattresses. Trouble sleeping is something we all encounter after a big weekend, a long day at work, or even just one of those random nights when you toss and turn thinking about something stressful. If you're anything like me, you like to spend the majority of your Sunday in bed trying to decompress from the weekend. More than anything on Sunday night, you need a good night's rest. Helix can help you do that comfortably. By going to helixsleep.com/scaries, you can take a 2-minute sleep quiz that will match you with a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They take everything into account. Body type, whether you toss and turn, are a hot or cold sleeper, and whether you like your mattress plush or firm. You can even try it for 100 nights, risk-free. Helix is currently offering up to $125 off all mattress orders if you go to helixsleep.com/scaries. Again, that's $125 off by going to helixsleep.com/scaries. Make your Sundays a little less panicked. And if you're too tired to type that in, I've put a link to Helix in the description of this episode. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the worst parties to attend in your 20s and 30s, a sleep hack, and some listener-submitted anxiety stories. Earlier this week, I asked to hear from you, and hear from you I did. I wanted very, very blunt answers as to what makes you most anxious come Sunday night. The biggest misconception about Sunday scaries is that they're hangover-centric, that you can't get them without actually being hungover. That unless you drank and can't remember your Uber ride home, you just can't get a case of the Sunday scaries. And simply put, that's just false. While yes, drinking and making terrible decisions amplifies your anxiety, it's still possible to get scaries even when you stayed in all weekend making home-cooked meals and binge-watching TV. I personally have my own set of topics that give me my own stress. These days, it's normally money. In my mid-20s, it was more centered around my career and dating. For others, it's driven by health, loss, debt, and the list really goes on forever. In an effort to help validate the things that may be weighing you down, I wanted to share some of the responses I got to let you know that you aren't, in fact, alone. Of course, I've kept all of these anonymous. I've also edited them a little bit to help them be more digestible. If you have any of your own, I'd love to hear from you. I've put my email in the description of this episode if you feel so inclined. The first response actually just gave a list. He said his stressors are as follows: anxiety over money spent and choices made, regret, anxiety over the upcoming work week, slight dissatisfaction of physical health, occasional loneliness, existentialism, and the entire what am I doing with my life feeling, and also being in a career rut. He did, however, include some upsides to Sundays too, all of which I agree with: Netflix, sports on TV, playing golf, brunch, and working on personal creative outlets. Obviously, the upcoming work week is a major issue for almost everyone that's experienced Sunday anxiety. Each one of these can be remedied by being proactive, but at the same time, it's kind of overwhelming to take on everything all at once. Another respondent sent in questions he asked himself Sunday after Sunday. Where did all his money go? Why does his money disappear faster than his hangovers appear? How can he make it back easily? He's still in college and was wondering if he should let the stress of possibly graduating later than his classmates worry him, or if he should just brush it off. Throughout a lot of my 20s, I found myself mentally calculating what I spent every weekend and just deducting it from my upcoming paycheck. Chipping away at my prospective paycheck seemed more doable than figuring out ways to save. While I still feel like I mentally somewhat do that, it's difficult to change your mindset around money. And another listener had a similar sentiment. He said, "Mostly what I continue to stress over is how much I go over my budget for the week. Never fun when you know you've got no responsibility with your finances. Even more so when you know you've got to do something to fix it." You know, I'm sure all of us, except some lucky few, have had these exact same thoughts. Again, taking control over your financial situation is the opposite of putting your card down for a round of shots. But it's something you just learn to do as the years go by. One response stuck with me because it was something I've never experienced. Not only was he worried about his own personal finances, but the finances of others. He said, "I own a small landscape company, and I'm responsible for 7 employees daily, making sure they are productive and making money. the main source of my Sunday anxiety is dealing with the logistical battlefield I will inevitably have to go through for the next 6 to 7 days, all while keeping customers happy and satisfied. So as you see, from college to being a business owner, it's refreshing to know that not everyone has it figured out. He also noted that the Dread and IPAs start flowing around 4 p.m. on Sundays. So yeah, you can always seek some comfort in coping mechanisms. You know, in moderation, of course. And finally, I had a female respondent reach out about relationships. Does the guy she's seeing like her? Does he not? It's a mental game you always play with yourself whenever you're in the dating game. Modern dating is heavily driven by delays in technology, that awkward limbo when you're wondering if they're ever going to text you back. Everyone says they don't want to play games, but unfortunately, that's not always how it pans out. When it's all said and done, just realize that you're not alone in the weekly stresses you feel. There's always going to be someone out there with the same worries as you, and you're not the first or last one to have those worries. You're not alone, remember that. And also, a sincere thank you to everyone who reached out. Okay, let's lighten the mood a bit. When you start going deeper and deeper into your 20s and even your early 30s, obligations begin to arise that aren't just, hey, let's go to a bar and get blasted. While yes, there's still parties by definition, they're a different beast. You know, paper invitations, save the dates, and you're obligated to show up with a bottle of wine that you're either re-gifting from another party or that you bought in the middle shelf at the grocery store rather than the bottom shelf. Of course, some of these parties are fun. Bachelor parties, for example. You know what you're going to get with those. Getting the band back together, having the time of your life, and probably an accompanying 2-day hangover to follow. Aside from all the fun, you also know that there's going to be some aches and pains along the way. Again, a 2-day hangover, a much, much lighter wallet when it's all said and done, and the sadness you feel when you finally say those final hungover goodbyes. In that same breath, there's also another event that's just as fun, weddings. It's a mid to late 20s staple that hijacks every possible opening weekend you have when the weather's finally nice outside. Whether it's a destination wedding or not, you know what you're going to get. Open bar, some free meals, and some ruined clothing because no one's responsible when there's an open bar. The sheer volume of these will crush your finances more than bachelorette parties will, but they're essentially giant reunions, so you have to go to them whenever you possibly can. Once those two are out of the way, that's when you start to get into the "do I really have to go" territory. First, there's stock the bar parties. You get to a point in life where getting invited to parties means that you have to drink on someone else's dime. But nope, not these. Instead, you're the one required to bring a bunch of alcohol to someone's house and then not drink it. Whether it's for a newly engaged couple or someone who just bought a house, buying top shelf booze for someone who already has their life more together than you is just a terrible task. Next up are the dreaded engagement parties. Engagement parties are just the light beer version of weddings. Buying a gift, having to tuck in your shirt or put on a nice dress, and then pretend like you're not already annoyed that you have to go to yet another event celebrating that happy couple. If you're close with them, you've probably already celebrated enough in private. But if you're not, well, just add this to the list of times you have to get dressed up, pretend like you're having a good time around their family, while they all give you the side eye wondering who will get too drunk first. And then, there's those first birthday parties for the kids who will never remember the party in the first place. Littered with loud little children running around breaking things in the house, you wonder whether or not you're allowed to drink around a bunch of children. It's a little weird. With a toy from Amazon Prime in hand, you walk in and just pray the crying will conveniently come to a halt for at least 15 minutes. Way back in college when you went to parties, the guest of honor would eventually not remember everything that happened at the party. Now though, it's guaranteed, because they're 1 year old and the parents are looking for an excuse to let loose since they haven't gotten to for the last 1 year and 9 months. Second and third on this list are showers. You know, both wedding and baby. Unless you're best friends with the person throwing it, these are debatedly the most skippable of the bunch. And that's kind of convenient too. These parties are just mid-July Christmas mornings for the host. They get his and her coffee mugs while you check your watch seeing how long you have to stick around before you can finally leave. If it's a wedding shower, the guys can normally skip it altogether, which is kind of nice. The downside is that you know you're going to get a drunk phone call from your significant other asking if they can pick you up, all because they got a little too tipsy on some cheap Prosecco. But at the end of the day, one party trumps them all. The worst of the worst. The least fun party to attend, and the most unnecessary party to attend. Gender reveals. Honestly, I blame Instagram. Our parents either went in blind or found out in the comfort of the doctor's office without making a big deal out of it. Now, however, you're stuck watching a mom-to-be swing a baseball bat at a piñata filled with either blue or pink powder. It's ridiculous. Sure, you're happy for them, how couldn't you be? But unless you're a relative or godparent, you're not actually that emotionally invested in what gender the baby actually is. Well, besides the fact that you're invested because you're now forced to buy either a blue or pink onesie that you'll never actually see the baby in. I guess just be glad it's not a sip and see party. Don't even get me started on those. I was recently on vacation at my parents' house. More often than not on vacation, you get to stay in a bed that's more comfortable than your bed at home. You know, those nice hotel beds that have cushy comforters, all the amenities, and no worries of cranking the AC down to 65 because you're not paying for it. This, unfortunately, wasn't the case. Part of growing up is realizing that your parents are going to move on. This means getting rid of some of your things, specifically your bed. See, my parents recently moved and didn't find it prudent to set up an old bedroom in the same way I'd left it, and honestly, I don't even blame them. Instead, I was faced with spending nearly 10 nights on a single mattress that felt like a cot. Again, this isn't their fault. I mean, they're never going to sleep on it anyway, so why spend money on a mattress that they're never going to touch? I was faced with trying to find a different way to fall asleep that didn't include Benadryl, Ambien, or getting hammered. Honestly, it was a lot harder than I thought it would be. After talking this over with a few friends at a wedding we were attending, I had not one, but two of them recommend an app that would change the rest of my vacation. The app is called Rain Rain. No, this is not sponsored. It's a full-blown, unsolicited endorsement from someone who has trouble falling asleep. Rain Rain is essentially a white noise machine for your iPhone. With sounds ranging from April showers, to ocean waves, to harbor seagulls, and even to a Shih Tzu snoring, you can just toss it on and let it run throughout the night. While I don't really have an explanation for why it's soothing to me, it's scientifically proven that this can actually help. Of course, a noiseless room is suggested for the best sleep. Falling asleep with the TV on or listening to music can be detrimental to your sleep, but for those nights when you can't acclimate to a sleeping situation, you know, like on vacation, white noise is a great hack to help you get some Z's. When you're sleeping, your brain still comprehends sounds. That's why thunderstorms wake you up or honking horns outside of your apartment. With white noise, though, it's just a basic, non-repetitive sound that grabs your attention without requiring any actual focus or mental energy. The awesome part about Rain Rain? You can actually mix and match these sounds and even layer them on top of one another. The combination that I found most soothing was desert wind with forest rain. Two different climates? Yeah, maybe. But it's a recipe that gave me endless nights of sleep while I was otherwise tossing and turning while thinking about everything life throws at me. Just what the doctor, or actually my friends, ordered. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to subscribe, review, or tell a hungover friend in need about this podcast. By subscribing, you guarantee that each and every episode gets delivered directly to your phone every Sunday morning. You can also follow along on Twitter, which is @SundayScaries, and Instagram, which is @Sunday.Scaries. Or you can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram @WillDeFreeze. Oh, and remember, always trim the wicks on your scented candles. See you next Sunday.